This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live launching here into the third hour of the program. You're invited, as always, to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And we've got Discord, where we've got a few different Discord call-in lines available to you. In fact, we're going to go right back to those coming up here in a moment. But with you first, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we had two major topics on the show tonight. One was one that we started the show with about the DNC filing lawsuit, not just against the Trump campaign, but also against WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and the Russian government. The lawsuit includes the Russian Federation, a.k.a., quote, Russia, as well as the General Staff of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation, the GRU, and a few different specific Russian operatives, and again, the Donald Trump campaign, some Donald Trump-related people like Donald Trump Jr. and Roger Stone, and then also Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. We've actually got this the suit here, the civil suit. It's 66 pages, but there's an introduction that I think is worth sharing just to give you some idea of what the claims are in this lawsuit, because, Melanie, you laughed at it on its face, and you haven't actually heard the
Yeah, there's a couple of filings in my life where it was like, I don't know if they just, like, mixed up the janitor and the lawyer that day, or the mechanic and the lawyer, and just, like, I don't know.
You would think the DNC would hire somebody who, you know, knew what they were doing, or maybe they
just
hired...
You don't think that. You don't start legal filings with the sentence, no one is above the law. And maybe you should, I don't know, state a cause of action. That would help.
All right, so we'll get into that. But first, we go to the phones and to Discord, where Mortified Penguin is on the line. Hello, Penguin. Mortified Penguin. Do we have him there? He's there. I just don't think he's talking to us, so we're going to put him back on hold. I should have screened the call first, but you know, if you've called us before on Discord, I don't usually screen the call because I figure your stuff's working, because it worked the first time. Anyway, we'll check back with him. So here's the nature of action. Section 1, introduction. This is the DNC lawsuit filed in federal court against the Russian government, WikiLeaks, and the Donald Trump campaign, claiming collusion and conspiracy. No one is above the law. In the run-up to the 2016 election, Russia mounted a brazen attack on American democracy. Both letters capitalized on that.
That's important.
The opening salvo was a cyber attack on the DNC carried out on American soil. In 2015 and 2016, Russian intelligence services hacked into the DNC's computers, penetrated its phone systems, and exfiltrated tens of thousands of documents and emails. Russia then used this stolen information to advance its own interests, destabilizing the U.S. political environment, denigrating the Democratic presidential nominee, and supporting the campaign of Donald J. Trump, whose policies would benefit the Kremlin. Point number two. In the Trump campaign, Russia found a willing and active partner in this effort. In 2016, individuals tied to the Kremlin notified the Trump campaign that Russia intended to interfere with our democracy. Through multiple meetings, emails, and other communications, these Russian agents made clear that their government supported Trump and was prepared to use stolen emails and other information to damage his opponent and the Democratic Party.
This is some of the most sour grapes I have ever heard in a lawsuit. Now, look, I'm no expert, but man, this doesn't even read like a
legal document. This is more of like, this should be somebody's Facebook post. This should not be in a complaint in federal. I mean, unless you just want to troll the federal court, in that case, like, okay, I guess. But like, no, this is.
So you, as an attorney, by the way, somebody who went to law school, you are finding this pretty laughable.
Also, by the way, if your you shouldn't be writing emails that will damage your campaign. You shouldn't be writing emails that are damaging to you as a person.
Number three. Right. Because if Hillary Clinton's staff and Hillary Clinton weren't cheating and intending and conspiring to cheat and doing all kinds of awful things, then releasing the emails would have been boring.
Yeah, who would be doing that? Emails. Okay, we're having a a meeting at 5. Right. Okay, do we want Subway or Domino's? Like,
exactly. Or a cheese pizza, I think, is the, what was it, the Pizzagate scenario thing? That was kind of going at the same
I don't
time.
Know. That Pizzagate thing, I ignored it because it just was so insane sounding.
Number three. Rather than report these repeated messages that Russia intended to interfere with the U.S. elections, the Trump campaign and its agents gleefully welcomed Russia's help. Indeed, the Trump campaign solicited Russia's illegal assistance and maintained secret communications with individuals tied to the Russian government, including one of the intelligence agencies responsible for attacking the DNC. Point number four. Through these communications, the Trump campaign, Trump's closest advisors, and Russian agents formed an agreement to promote Donald Trump's candidacy through illegal means. Russian agents trespassed onto DNC's computer network in the United States, as well as other email accounts, collected trade secrets and other private data, and then transmitted the data to defendant WikiLeaks, whose founder Assange shared the defendant's common goal of damaging the Democratic Party in advance of the election. Now, to be clear, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have released documents that have been less than friendly to pretty much every political party on the planet.
Right, yes. But the left is the only one that can't, you know, take a conversation, so.
Russia, through military intelligence, they claim, GRU officers posting as Guccifer 2.0, herein referred to as GRU Operative Number 1, and
GRU Operative Number 1,
and through WikiLeaks, then disseminated the information at times when it would best suit the Trump campaign. Point number
five.
You
don't want that WikiLeaks sat there and did that. Nobody has time for that.
As stolen DNC information was strategically released into the public sphere, then-candidate Trump openly praised the illegal disseminations and encouraged Russia to continue its violations of U.S. law through its ongoing hacking campaign
That's
against the Democratic
also
Party.
Also not illegal. So if I get on Facebook and I'm like, okay, Trump is having a speech on this day, Hillary Clinton is having a speech on this
day. Well, they're
day,
not claiming it's illegal. They're just claiming Trump said it, so therefore he's involved. See, because Trump praised the WikiLeaks for releasing the info, therefore...
Right, but I can time, as long as I'm not accepting monetary or financial contributions of any in kind and all that, if I'm just doing this as a hobby, I can time my Facebook post to be strategic to harm either candidate. There's nothing illegal about that. I can release content on any schedule I want.
Section. The idea that somehow you praise someone and therefore you're colluding is pretty flimsy. I mean, like, about as flimsy as it gets. I mean, I could praise Vercingetorix and the people that held out at Alesia, and I'm reasonably certain that I'm not some kind of, you know, first century B.C. Gaul. I mean, it's making sense.
Edward Snowden will be disappointed to find out that he is colluding with me.
Number two, this is section two now. So the first section was the introduction. This is section two, overview of the conspiracy. Part six. Russia's cyber attacks on the DNC began only weeks after Trump announced his candidacy for president of the United States in June of 2015. And within months, allied European and intelligence services began reporting suspicious communications between Trump associates and Russian operatives to their U.S. counterparts. Next. Seven. In late 2015, while campaigning for president, Trump himself signed a letter of intent to develop and license his name to a new real estate development in Moscow, potentially fulfilling a decades-long dream. This project was to be financed through a Russian bank under sanction by the United States. The deal was brokered by Felix Sater, a Russian emigre, convicted felon, and longtime business partner of Trump.
Oh, he's got to throw that convicted felon in.
In explaining the deal to Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, Sater suggested he would get Russian President Vladimir Putin to support the project in an effort to boost Trump's electoral hopes. Quote, I will get Putin on this program, and we will get Donald elected. I know how to play it, and we will get this done. Buddy, our boy can become president of the USA, and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this. I will. Unquote. Well, is that damning right there? I mean, you got a broker, real estate broker who says he's got connections with Putin. He's going to make the deal happen. Does that mean that, you know, there was actually some kind of collusion?
Good luck with them to prove it. Yeah, good luck.
Next point. By early 2016, Trump was well on his way to becoming the favorite to win the GOP nomination. As he moved closer to securing it, the ties between his campaign and Russia's government grew substantially. And we'll give you a little bit more here from the lawsuit against the DNC, or excuse me, by the DNC against the Trump administration, against the Trump campaign, against WikiLeaks, against Julian Assange, against the Russian government as well. 855 450 free allows you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. you can bring up whatever you want here. The DNC filing a lawsuit against the country of Russia, against the government of Russia, against WikiLeaks. And they actually served them over Twitter. They served WikiLeaks over Twitter under a judge's okay, which was shocking. We're reading some of the allegations from the very beginning, kind of the summary of what they claim is a conspiracy between Russia, WikiLeaks, and the Donald Trump campaign. We'll share a little bit more of that with you coming up here, but I also want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns in 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author who's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own Tom Woods show every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Some great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and many more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at TomWoods.com or search Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Let's go back to the phones here. We did check with him there, and he fixed whatever the issue was with his computer. Mortified Penguin is on the line on via Discord's rooms. Go ahead, Penguin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, sorry about that. I've been doing a lot of weird things with my phone settings, and I guess I disabled the mic temporarily.
Here you are.
Yeah, I'm here now. First of all, before I start, I just want to wish one of our favorite callers a happy birthday, James from Arizona. I think it's his birthday today.
So, oh, really?
Happy birthday to you.
I don't see any reason why you'd want to give any extra attention to somebody like that. For listeners who don't know, that particular caller is very hostile and very nasty and does not deserve your attention or time. Please go ahead with the real reason you were calling.
Okay. Yes. I wanted to call about I've been meaning to want to call about libertarians and minorities. Basically, you know, libertarians definitely have, of all stripes, definitely have kind of a, I think, an issue with outreach. And it's not necessarily the fault of anybody, but it seems to be that the message of liberty tends to reach mostly, or at least attract mostly, people of the same demographic.
Yeah, and, white males.
It does. And
Matthew, yes. A black man, called in last week maybe and to address the same issue, and he seems befuddled as to why these the libertarians can't reach into the black community. And what do you think?
I don't think it's all libertarian. I mean, it's a lot of issues. It's a lot of different issues from all different directions. And I do think that, you know, it kind of, you know, the liberty issues kind of fall into this. I think you might have said this, this very analytical kind of view. And it's somewhat theoretical. It's definitely analytical. It doesn't necessarily hit. It does hit the practical for a lot of people.
Okay, so are you accusing minorities of not being intelligent? Because that's kind of what it sounds like right now.
No. But it's just very, it's very logic driven, kind of theoretical. Not, you know, how does this affect your day to day life? Because people are looking to politics to see how does this affect my day to day life on the street level.
Well, and I wouldn't classify anarchy or libertarianism or however you want to put it as a political position. It's really a philosophy and a moral structure to me.
Right, and people of different skin colors aren't more or less moral, so again, why would that not appeal to other people of different skin colors?
I actually think that that's definitely not how the vast majority of non-libertarian, non-anarchists see it. And I think that's a very important thing to kind of point out, is that it's not always... It can be presented in that respect, but it's not always presented in that respect.
Okay, but I'm not selling a political philosophy. I'm selling a philosophical and more moral structure. So if you're looking to buy a political philosophy, go see somebody who's selling a political philosophy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's how people see it. And I guess, I think that it's not necessarily decided upon. There's a libertarian party, and people don't really understand the distinction between the Libertarian Party and different ideas of liberty. And I think if it was presented more as a moral philosophy, overarching moral philosophy, they'd be much better in.
So what you're saying is the Libertarian Party is a failure because they're not presenting the morality of liberty anymore, and instead they're watering down candidates like Gary Johnson. They're using watered down candidates like Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, who were there 2016. Johnson was also in 2012 presidential and vice presidential candidates who came to the table with just basically a kind of smaller government platform, but not really any kind of principles or morality behind it.
And don't forget that Hillary's great.
Yeah, well, that's what Bill Weld said publicly. But so what you're saying is that's not attractive?
Well, I think it is attractive to some people, but like it's not the paradigm shift. Like, I'm just kind of realizing this as I call it. You're right. It's a moral philosophy, and that means it's not the paradigm shift from. You know, I may have thought so at the time when I first heard about Gary Johnson's campaign in LP way back when, but it's not the actual paradigm shift from politics that I think people probably.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm going to agree with you that.
The third party.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you that the Libertarian Party is a failure at communicating the ideas of liberty, and they have been for the last decade.
I wouldn't even qualify the LP as libertarians.
These days, they certainly aren't advocating pure principle, non-aggression principle. You know, they're not advocating the very principle that supposedly was the founding document of the party. So they're a huge failure. But let's go back to 2008 or before 2008. So again, they've been failing miserably for more than about a decade at least, and they were on the decline prior to 2008. Let's say from 2004 to 2008. So let's go back before 2004, back when the Libertarian Party was a much more principled organization, was much more likely to talk about the non-aggression principle and the morality of why government is evil and, you know, why government force has unintended consequences. Back then, I think you would have found that it was a fairly white male strong organization. Why wouldn't the moral message have attracted minority groups at that time?
Well, I do think that outreach is a viable thing, because if people just haven't heard the message and don't hear it.
So you're saying they were too small, they were too insignificant.
Is it possible that because they're white males, that in and of itself sends off some kind of social warning sign that says don't come here?
Don't listen to me?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking a question.
I think in this day and age, unfortunately, if the entire room is just full of white males, it could possibly do that.
I know that the feminists have come up with this term called a mantle, right? That if your convention has a panel that has nothing but men on it, it's called a mantle, right? And the idea is that and then there's a problem when you have one woman on the panel.
Well, right, because that's the other aspect of this. We were just talking about so-called minorities, but there's also a dearth of women in the liberty movement as well. I mean, a significant difference between males and
especially in the Libertarian Party. I'd say less so the Liberty Movement.
Barely less so. I mean, it really, you're seeing more women come up to, let's say, New Hampshire, but almost always they're accompanied by a man. More coming up here in moments. Yeah. If you want, Mortified, hang on, because, you know, are you black?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
I'm minority, not black.
Minority, not black. Okay. We'll talk a little bit more, because I want to know, what has your success been when you talk to other minority folks?
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a Procure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon. Fund good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump traveled to Fort Drum, New York to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before.
The bill provides $717 billion to the military and advances many of Senator John McCain's policy priorities, including tough language on Russia. The president specifically highlighted a 2.6% raise for military personnel. Finally, that's how President Trump reacted to the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Strzok sent critical messages about then-candidate Trump in 2016 while overseeing the opening of the Russia investigation. The FBI is now running the investigation into Friday's theft of an airplane at SeaTac. Port of Seattle Commission President Courtney Grigori said all security protocols were followed the day of the hijacking.
We had an aberration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. If you want the number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything here. We also have the Discord on-air call-in lines, which are available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can join the Discord server, which allows you to actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So unlike Skype, where nobody on Skype knew each other, on Discord, when you're not on the air with us, you can actually talk to other listeners in our chat room. There's actually multiple chat rooms of different topics. And, of course, the one that's busiest during our show is the one called Free Talk Live. So feel free to get interactive. Even if you're not going to ever call the show, you can still join the Discord server and chat with other listeners. And some of the hosts of the show are also in there pretty regularly. I think Melanie is in there with me tonight. Go to discord.lrn.fm to jump in there. As we go back to Mortified Penguin, he's on the line with us in Virginia. Now, Penguin, you had said that you are of a minority group, but you're not black. So how would you self-describe?
Well, actually, I would say honestly that my dad's immigrant from Pakistan, and my mom's American. Yeah, so but I'm white enough that I wouldn't really give.
You're not getting a whole lot of DWBs, basically.
Driving while
blind. I wouldn't give any credit to, oh, this is a minority libertarian, because I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if that's a success. in regards of expanding the message of liberty.
So,
but I will say this. I interact with a lot of minorities, a lot of people, a lot of African-American people,
okay.
People in general. So I do have an insight on it.
Yeah, because, well, for listeners that aren't that are just tuning in, you had called about libertarians seeming inability to penetrate into minority culture or groups with their message and recruit. So if you show up, for instance, at a libertarian convention, there's going to be hardly any minorities there and hardly any women as well. The most recent libertarian Party of New Hampshire event. Now, obviously, New Hampshire is highly white considering the population breakdown, but still, just looking at women versus men, my prediction is always that the women will not break much more than 10% of the room, and that was true at this convention, which was a well-attended business convention. There were, three or four dozen people there. Of the women who were there, there were about three women there and like maybe about 36 or so people totally attending. Three women were there, but all three of them were accompanied by a male counterpart. So not to say that, I'm not saying Jaletta Jarvis, who's the who's running for governor, wouldn't have gone had her husband not been there. I think she would have. But it was just, worth noting. It was worth noting. And the same thing's also true of women who show up in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Almost always, they come along with a boyfriend or
it's
husband.
It's funny that you're sitting here in the studio with a woman who came for the Free State Project.
Okay, but that doesn't change stats.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think Melanie would disagree with me on
this. No, I don't disagree with you either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's funny.
No, I was joking to somebody in the car a couple days ago that we're going to have all girls to fix the demographic problem.
As a joke,
obviously, because you don't get to pick. But, yeah, I mean, that's...
I wish there would be an influx of libertarian women here, but it's
wouldn't
just
it be
not
nice
happening.
If you were interested in something that women were interested in? But no, not at all. Nothing that you're interested in.
The time where Melanie lived in Keene, she doesn't live in Keene right now. She lives in Manchester, where there are actually some other libertarian women. I think you were the only libertarian female in this area.
That may very well have been true.
Yeah, I think that was the case.
Let's start by not calling women females, and maybe that'll help attract a few.
Is that offensive?
It depends on the context. If you can't tell the difference, then it might be. If you're going out of your way to not offend people, you might want to strike that word.
So female's offensive. I didn't know that.
Well,
people sometimes use it derogatorily. I don't think that it is always a derogatory word, but
okay. Is male offensive?
No, it's just when dealing with minorities and people who have been disadvantaged in the past, one generally
which is not women. Not disadvantaged. Just to be clear, it's not women.
Well, there was a time when women couldn't vote, and many of them.
Yeah, we're talking about libertarian women.
Yeah, that doesn't really affect
today.
Your life if you can't vote.
If you're a libertarian woman, you got your choice of the libertarian men in New
Hampshire. I was specifically
referring
to the past.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the present.
Demographics,
yeah.
Not libertarians. I'm talking about women.
Okay.
And women had it a little rougher than men generally, so when you start...
No, they didn't.
They couldn't vote. They couldn't own property.
Who cares if they can't vote?
They could own property for a very long time, and voting is not like a right... It's not a right at all, but it's not a right that you need like in your day-to-day life.
You're
it's not like, oh, I can't get groceries because I can't vote.
You're the one who gets on the air every time voting comes up and talks about how insignificant a vote is. I mean, women have been able to do a lot that men cannot
do. Sure, I can make a great argument as
to... But tell you not to use words.
Why women's suffrage is relatively irrelevant from a voting standpoint. I can make that argument. That doesn't change the fact that some women take that part very seriously.
I gotcha. No, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to vote. I'm just saying that's like, okay, well, there were some other things they could do that men couldn't do.
I don't know. They tend to vote Democratic heavily, so maybe it would help if they couldn't.
All right, Mortified Penguin, so other observations from your attempts to communicate with folks in minority groups?
Well, I basically say, well, I think women is a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a hugely different issue. But as far as at least as minority males, and of course women too, I mean, if they're interested. But I think there needs to be a spark for a spark for liberty. There has to be one issue that gets you listening, gets you interested. So there could be an issue with police, and then you say, well, this is not maybe something you've heard before, but this is the liberty position, issues, criticism of the government, anti-war, and stuff that may surprise people that, that libertarians, the so-called right libertarians, their view of war and imperialism, of of race, and of course that's a complicated issue because there's there's legislation involved there. But there have to be lots of different races too.
Will Coley, for instance, is attempting to bring the ideas of liberty to Muslims, and they recently, relatively, pretty much switched parties. Basically, before 9/11, Muslims voted Republican. Post 9/11, Muslims vote Democrat.
Yeah, it's amazing how much raping someone at the airport will get them to vote against you.
Yeah, there's no doubt, but this is ample opportunity. It's not like Democrats rushed to Muslims' aid, post 9/11 or anything. So, there was a great opportunity for libertarians, and still, it's just that whole, well, I don't want to vote for this tiny little party. It's not like my vote will be even count for anything. It's just
rough. Wasted vote syndrome is a huge problem.
When you look at Hispanics, largely they are very socially conservative and should be aligned with Republicans, but Republican stance on immigration tends to drive them towards the Democratic Party. Since the Southern strategy, blacks are it is essentially, they're a cultural monolith for the Democratic Party. It's just, it's tough to break this.
We have one group of people just kind of saying, we're excluding you, I mean, pretty openly at this point, and another group of people just saying that that we welcome you, we tolerate you, and people just flock to that because people are easily feel the sense of alienation and want to belong. And I do like the idea that this is not really a third party or a third way, political way. This is a moral
philosophy.
But so, I mean, my experience at many liberty events is that the gratitude that people show at these liberty events for people of color of all different sorts being at these events is it's almost uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It is uncomfortable.
It's an uncomfortable level
of sort of clawing gratitude. Oh, it's so good to see you. Nice. What's your name? You know, that kind of thing. You know, you're not going to get that as a white guy walking in, but the black guy certainly is. I mean, if you want,
we'll put him on the radio.
If a black guy wants to be welcomed,
there's a black guy here.
If a black guy wants to be welcomed, he should go to a liberty event because he will be welcomed with open arms. So it's not just the welcome status; it's something more that I don't really understand entirely.
Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. It is a topic that has been brought up over the years many times. And it's tough. It's more outreach needs to be done. And, of course, when you start with a bunch of people who aren't necessarily active in a certain community, how do you make the inroads in the first place to get into those communities? So it's, chicken or the egg to some extent. But you're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live because liberty is for everybody.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. In the remaining moments, which are happening now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you as well. Jump on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Did you miss seeing Ron Paul speak at this year's Anarchapulco? Well, the good news is you don't have to miss him in 2019 because he is already on the schedule. He's coming back to Acapulco, Mexico. He'll be there somewhere in the range, the date range of February 14th through the 19th. It is going to be five beautiful days in a beautiful location at an amazing world-class resort right on the beach in Acapulco. It's just a tremendous location, and we had a great time there. Mark, you and I were there broadcasting this year. We're going back next year for Anarchapulco 2019, and you, as a Free Talk Live listener, you get a discount if you use code FTL at anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. You'll receive 15% off, and I don't believe we've ever offered a discount for Anarchapulco before, so this is the first time that you can go and actually, you know, give us some credit for bringing you to the event over at anarchapulco.com.
Yeah, I sincerely hope a bunch of listeners come. I would love to, you know, it's a great event, and it'd be nice to have a bunch of listeners come.
There were some that were there this year, definitely. They came up, they introduced themselves, and it was cool. And, of course, there's going to be some great speakers there. Judge Napolitano, Ron Paul, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and others. I heard David Icke is going to be there. So we're going to have to talk to that guy on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
The big name.
Yeah, when you think of David Icke, it's difficult not to think reptilians.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what he made, whether he intended to or not, made a name for himself. But he's actually got some interesting metaphysical positions that he takes that I happen to agree
I'm happy with. To have a discussion about that, yeah. But we're talking about reptilians.
All right. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, gets you the 15% off. Again, mark your calendar, February 14th through the 19th in Acapulco for 2019. It's going to be great. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Otis. He's in Orange County watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Hey, Otis.
Hey, what's going on today, gentlemen?
We're doing a radio show, as always. What's on your mind?
Well, I got like 25 minutes. That was actually, you guys must like him a lot better than me because, and I usually get 5 minutes. I mean, maybe my topics aren't as cool, but whatever.
But, well, I mean, you're funny, but the funny can only go so long.
Well, you know what we do.
It's fun to pick on Mark. You know, I don't blame you for it. But
that's the other guy that picks on Mark. That's not me. I like Mark. I actually was going to ask what kind of shampoo he's using these days because his hair looks really good tonight.
You still using that unicorn, Mark?
So I use your head and the store brand version of Head and Shoulders that comes from Walmart.
Okay.
And
I got the same thing.
Mark. Yep. We can see you adjusting your pecker on the screen, man. Come on.
We can see you.
Is that against Twitch rules, by the way?
Unicure
adjustment?
And,
Mark, I'm pretty sure you're breaking the rules out here.
No, I don't think so.
No? I don't know. Twitch does have a bunch of really silly rules that are fairly easy to violate.
Yeah, you might get you for that. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. We're still all right.
Like
we're too small time.
Well, hey,
Twitch doesn't care about
my
us.
My grandmother gave me a call the other day because remember she had her password put on here? And somebody
password.
From Peru was trying to get into her Facebook and she thought it was me. I'm like, hello, I'm not in Peru. Hello, what the hell is going on here?
You're running out of steam, Otis. You're running out of steam.
What's that?
I said you're running out of steam.
What are you talking about?
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. She's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Did you know that they had a hit-and-run driver, and he killed a bicyclist, and they finally caught him after 5 days. They caught him today because of Crime Stoppers.
Because somebody reported him?
Well, but I had used Crime Stoppers before, too.
I bet you have.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
On what sort of crimes have you used Crime Stoppers?
I'm not going to say.
I
want to
know.
Are you embarrassed? You know what?
Are you embarrassed about who you snitched on?
No, I might get beat up if they find out.
Did your crime actually have? Tell us this. Did the crime that you reported, or the alleged crime that you reported, actually have a victim?
Pretty much. Also known as no.
So are you talking about like reporting a teenager for smoking cigarettes or something like that? What are you saying?
Well, you know what? You know, something to do with electric wires here. You know, they were ripping off electric wires.
So stealing. So somebody was stealing? They were, like, stealing copper wire out of a house or something?
No, they're taking
out of the
power.
Homes, everywhere. They do this all over Albuquerque, and people just get power outages, and the hospitals, the life supports get, you know, messed up and things like that. It's pretty serious.
You're saying they're stealing power?
Well, they try to steal copper and it stops electricity. You know, it just causes havoc for the whole.
Okay, so they're stealing wires out of buildings and poles and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
that's an actual crime. That's an actual crime. All right, go ahead. What were you calling about Crime Stoppers?
Well, the whole point of it is that it's anonymous service. That's the whole point why they have it, so that they don't become like a. They don't ask you for your name and where you live and your phone number so that, you know, that the person that know that you did it, you're the one that, you know, they will come and kill you later. You know what I mean? That's the whole beauty of it. Nobody has to know who has seen.
Melanie, as an almost attorney, somebody who went to law school, doesn't it make it harder for the police to prove a case if they can't actually call a witness to the stand?
Yes, but that doesn't mean it's not useful, and they might not need you as a witness. They might just need you to find out where other evidence is.
Also,
most people call them Crime Stoppers. I wouldn't want to have to hold them as being able to hold up against the other side's cross. I'll just say that much.
Yeah, also, most cases don't even go to trial, so, you know, it's still evidence.
Well, the thing about it is all they had to do was witness the make of the car, the person, what they look like, and the license plate of the car, and maybe have a picture, but nobody has to know who did it, but it was enough to catch them, and I'm glad that we have Crime Stoppers, you know what I mean? So... And,
I also don't really believe, like, I'm not going to rely on a person called a phone number and gave a license plate and description, and then therefore, based on that, believe that that was the guy that did it. That's just the flimsiest evidence I can possibly think of.
No, what he did was that they found the wrecked car with the dented front and damaged, the big damage, and the guy was not there. He ran off. They found the truck. Right away.
Okay, so I understand that there was an accident that occurred. That does not tell me who was driving the car that was at fault.
Well, the thing is, if you match up the license plate of the car and the driver's license...
But match it up to what? Match it up to an anonymous phone call. I understand, like, for the cops, that's good enough. For me, that is worthless.
Well, but they caught him, and when they caught him, I think
somebody who happened to have a dent in their car.
If they catch a person and they blab and say, I did it, well, then you don't need to make a case, right? There is no, you don't have to call anybody.
That's
and
the value
the time,
of this, by
right,
the way.
Right, because half the time, when the cops show up, somebody just talks themselves into an arrest.
Half the time?
Maybe more than half the time. Sarah, thank you for the call tonight, because people don't understand that they don't have to talk to the police. That you can, you know, use your right to remain silent. Now, of course, these days, as I understand it, the Supreme Court has ruled you have to actually invoke your right to remain silent.
Which is kind of paradoxical, but whatever.
So you're probably better off letting the police know that you won't be answering their questions, which is why my favorite response these days is whenever the cops, or in this case I used it on the Border Patrol most recently, was when they asked me the question, I said, I don't answer questions. So your answer to their question is, I don't answer questions, which informs them that you're not going to be speaking to them. And if they then follow it up with another question, you just say the same thing, I don't answer questions. Because they'll keep trying. You know, they're very persistent.
One thing is that you can invalidate, it's my understanding, you can invalidate the any line of questioning that comes afterwards if you first say, I'd like to first speak to my attorney.
Yeah, don't rely on that. Just don't talk.
I agree with you. You shouldn't. But it's probably the first thing you should say is, look, everything you say is probably a legal term, and I don't understand the legal terms, so you're really going to have to speak to my attorney.
We are out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow between now and then over at freetalklive.com, and you can help amp the show, get behind this program for $5 per month at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to have some changes coming up to the AMP program soon, which we're excited to talk about, but we're not quite ready to talk about it yet, so stay tuned for that in future episodes. It's been Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Don't forget to check Melanie out at her website, tax.freetalklive.com, and we will see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, and the Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.